All right, let's go ahead and we'll pray. We'll jump in the lesson. Father, y'all, we glorify you. We bless your name. We just thank you for your presence. Right now, we seek wisdom and understanding on tonight, and we bless you in advance for it. And we just thank you, y'all, for all the things that you're doing in our lives. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. All righty. I want to discuss some things that y'all has been having. Has been having me to do. I guess for a period of time now, but he just kind of brought these things to head on this week and stuff like that, and so I just kind of want to share that with you. You know, there are so many things happening with us as a people in reference to I'm going to say the claim of coming together as a people. And the reason why I'm saying claim is because once these things started to materialize that I'm about to discuss, y'all just kind of gave me some guidelines and stuff like that to be able to understand and to test test the character of these situations. And so are y'all familiar with different groups that has to do with us as a people in some form of social media? Black Eye Coalition, I think, is one of them. Black Owned Business, I think, is another one. I think Black Owned Restaurants and things like that. And so I started receiving invitations to, you know, from different people to be in these groups. And so, you know, I was like, okay, you know, there's some things that we're doing as a ministry, and then there's some things that I know we're going to have to do in the near future. Let me give this a test run. And I do stress test run because y'all was leading me to be a part of these different groups to understand the mentality of us as a people. And so there are certain things that I would say in those forums in order to test the seriousness of these particular groups. One of the things that I noticed, and I'm always hesitant about joining these different, you know, type of groups, activities. I've always been that way. I'm not quick to join, you know, groups and, you know, preacher coalitions and all this kind of stuff, because it's always drama associated with it in one fashion or another. So I've always been very careful about being a part of that. But, you know, it was us as a people and all these different things. So I was like, okay, I'm going to join and step in here and see the mindset of us as a people, see how we're really thinking, you know, what our plans are and things like that. Now, what I'm about to say, you know, y'all know that I'm not biased when it comes down to, you know, the women and things like that, because I have, you know, females in some form of leadership position as far as the ministry is concerned. And so that's certainly, you know, not the case. But one of the things that I immediately took note of is that the majority, if not all, as far as I can recall, all these groups were started by women. And one of the things that amazed me about these groups is these women would, you know, if you couldn't just write something and put it say, for instance, I'm using Black Eye Coalition. You couldn't just write something and put it on the page, but they had to approve it. And my mindset when it comes to that is okay, there's something going on with this that makes things out of order. It makes things out of order because that's the only reason why my page is public, because anything that I say or anything anybody wants to say, they can say it on my page. I won't delete it, even if they talking about me. I just won't delete it because I give people opportunity to say what they have to say. If I agree, fine. If I don't, fine. We can agree to disagree, all those different things. But I never erase something that somebody says on my page. I had a lot of people come back and erase their own stuff, but I just never erase it. You can go see things where people talked about me and all that on my own page, you know, stuff like that. That doesn't bother me because, you know, I understand, you know, a law whereby when they can't defeat the doctrine, then the first thing they do is attack the character. And so what I would notice is that okay, anytime, again, somebody would write something, they had to approve it. And I was like, okay, if this is about us, then why do you have to control what we put on something that's supposed to be about us? That was a concern with me, and I was like, there's something perverted going on with this. And I just kept hearing the word gatekeeper. You know, just kept hearing the word gatekeeper, where someone who doesn't have the character making decisions on whether or not would she be read by an audience that's all over the United States. And I thought that was too much responsibility for someone who I felt that was irresponsible. And again, going back, just referring to my page, that's the reason why I leave it open to the public, because anything that I'm discussing by the leading of the Spirit of Yah, I'm well able to handle anything that jump on that page. Well, if you're gonna be over something like that, then that person should be qualified to be well able to handle anything that gets out of order, you know, and all those different things. And you know, we even have a page as far as the launching pad is concerned, where we talk about our project. You know, I've had people go in there and put stuff on there. I've had Israelites to go in there and put messages on there and things like that. And so when they put those on there, I made it clear, look, this is about our project, about something that we're doing to help us as a people. This is not about preaching. So I don't put no preaching on here, you know, kind of deal. You know, and when they would go in there and put preaching and talking about scriptures and all that, okay, no, you're not following instruction. I get that off. You know, other than that, anything anybody has to say is fine with me. As long as they're within the, I always had a cliche, you know, you can ask the questions just as long as you're in the subject matter. Don't be way over here, you know, wanting to deal. No, that's not what this is about. So in looking at this, Yah started saying to me, see the state of our people as a whole. And the mindset of our people as a whole, it makes it clear why some things have to happen to us as a nation of people. When you look at the mindset, the things that are said and done, and it's just a lot of things that's going on those pages where you just be like, man, I mean, it's clear how Yah is going to, why Yah has to deal with us, and not all Israel going to be saved. And so I just kind of give you an example. You know, we've looked at this quite a bit just to show you here, dealing with the dietary laws of Leviticus chapter 11. One of the things that I noticed that was amazing to me is I think it was a black-owned restaurants or something like that, the majority of the things that I saw was everything within this, were all the things within Leviticus 11 that we should even consume as a people. And that was just mind-boggling to me. I'm like, man, is it anybody who know how to fix something other than catfish and pork ribs and pork chops and stuff? I'm like, is there anybody that actually know how to prepare, you know, something that's healthy? And then they want us to support these things, and all we doing is supporting something that's killing us. And I found that amazing. I've never seen so many catfish restaurants on a page, man. It's like, I'm like, do we know how to cook anything else? You know, I love fish, so I can, you know, they'll tell you I pretty much eat fish every day. It's just, I just like it just different ways. But Deanna had to fix some fish and I kind of got tickled when I was eating it, because I'm like, I wonder if I took a piece of this fish and sit it beside some catfish, would somebody know the difference? It just that there's a programmed mindset to the point where we can't accept anything other than what we feel like is necessary for us to consume. And it just left me dumbfounded, to see these things. And then I'm looking at the meals, and I'm like, man, you know, I remember when you know, Mom cooked pretty much every day. And I just remember there was always something green. But I watch these people, they prepare these meals at these fast food places, and it'll be macaroni and cheese and cream potatoes I'm like, all this stuff and gook and cheese and all this here, and I'm like, man, I'm like, are we supposed to be supporting this? So if I support this, basically, in a nutshell, I'm writing a check to basically self-destruct. And so y'all just start showing me these things across the board with the restaurant, the Blackout Coalition. You know, there were times when they would say, okay, let's just boycott this on this specific day. And so I'd be like, okay, when we do this, what are we going to do afterwards? If we're going to boycott and not buy anything on a specific day, then what are we going to do with that money that we all decided not to spend that day? Are we going to come up with a plan to use those resources for something that's going to be beneficial to us? Because if we're not, then somebody's not going to buy, you know, they're not going to buy some cookies, candy, and donuts on Tuesday, but Wednesday they're going to go out and buy this cookies, candy, and donuts. So what is the benefit of us doing these things? And so I watched it for months, and I was like, okay, this is becoming vexing. And so what I did, I sent a writing to all the groups that I was a part of. And sure enough, when I clicked on it, it says waiting on administrator to approve. And I got tickled. So y'all said, now I want you to wait a few days. So I want you to wait a few days, and when you wait these days and I give you the word, then you go ahead and disconnect from all of these groups. So I want you to disconnect from all these groups. And I just saw a flash of this, and I'm going to tell you why. A great man that loved our people lost his life, at least two of them, lost their lives because they got caught up into something that wasn't their calling or their gift to deal with. And sometimes we have to be careful that we don't love that we don't love our people enough. I'm talking about our nation. That we don't love our people enough to we don't love our people enough to where it causes us to get off track on what y'all want to do with us. And so it was like, I'm looking at all these different groups, and y'all's like, okay, I want you to study them. I want you to test them. I want you to do these different things because you know that a blackout for a day is not going to work. Now, you have to love them enough not to participate. Because if you participate, then it puts you in the same position. I have to judge you just like I do the rest of them. There are consequences for the Blackout Coalition. There are consequences for these black-owned restaurants because we have to see things from y'all perspective. Now, y'all said, we're looking at Leviticus 11 again. A couple of them since I mentioned here. He says, Leviticus 11, verse 10, it says, all that have not fins and scales in the sea, that don't have them, and in the rivers, and all that move in the waters of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be abomination to you. In other words, y'all said, if they don't have fins, know what fins are, if they don't have fins or scales, he said, it's an abomination to you as a people. Now, the word abomination, when you look at it, verse 10, when you look at the word abomination, it means filth. So, and it also points to being idolatry or idolatrous. And so, when you look at it and when you look at this menu of these black-owned restaurants and you see catfish, y'all is saying filth. He's saying to consume it is a form of idolatry. Because anything that we put side by side with Yah, Yah commands us not to. And if we do it, then we have now put that side by side with Yah. And Yah said, that is now your idol. Catfish is people idols. Swine is people idols. And so Yah says, now you look at this group and you're participating with it. And there's judgment that I'm gonna do. There are judgments that I'm gonna do towards these groups, and because you're participating with it, again, you put yourself in a position where I have to judge you also. From what I understand, and y'all help me, and you know, correct me if I'm not entirely true. Martin Luther King was killed in Memphis. Am I correct? Wasn't he there because he was supporting the trash? I think the trash. Which company? Yeah, it was a strike. He was supporting that for them. Now, when you look at it, it appeared to be for a good cause because my mindset is. It's the same from a certain perspective. I love my people enough to a point I want to try to be there to help them in the way that I can. But I always wonder, what if he had said that's not my lane to deal with that? I don't know, you know, what the outcome would have been eventually, but it just makes me wonder about these things. And so as I look at these different groups and I see the things that they do, I think another one that I was a part of was your black, some kind of black medical group. I mean, people invite me all kinds of stuff, you know, and I'm like, okay, yeah, we do need to support, you know, black doctors and nurses and people in the medical field and different things like that. But when you look at their mindset is a part of the system. So what's the difference? What's the difference in supporting a non-Israelite? You know, and you have an Israelite that has the same protocol. What is the difference? And so, So, you know, y'all just had me again sit back and watch these different things. And I was looking at these different gatekeepers and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, these folks is leading our people to slaughter. All we've done with these different groups is further enhance our inability to communicate with y'all. That's all we've done. Further enhance our inability to hear from y'all because we're coming up with our way on how we're gonna deal with us. Let's be this way about us. Let's only deal with us as business people. I'm telling you, man, I've tried to deal with us as a people in certain areas, and when it come down to our project, what I realize is that, you know, that old saying, you know, Negroes will try to get over you just like the white folks. So instead of me trying to hire Israelites, just let me see what y'all saying. You know, instead of getting all these different coalitions and stuff like that, y'all may want to send me to the white doctor. I don't know. So I'm just saying these different things, you know, just in order to get us to take note of these things and be very careful about the things that we become a part of. What's the rule we have to live by? We have to be led by y'all in everything we do. Was you just going to say something?
No.
I thought you just read it. We have to be led by y'all in everything we do. So every circumstance that we're dealing with, we have to be led. And so again, testing these different groups, every time somebody would send me something, I wouldn't just accept it, but I check, and y'all be like, yeah, join. I want to show you something. I want to show you the mindset of your people. I want to show you that they truly don't want nothing. Everybody is seeking their own way, and they're looking for an advantage that benefits them while appearing to come across like they want to benefit everybody else. So the last writing that I did and sent to all the groups, it was about what we were doing to support us as a people, and how many people wanted to be a part of that in one facet or another, that we can support them in our own campus. Things that we've talked about. Look here, this is what we're doing. You know, once we finish this project, it's going to be over $2 million. Okay, this is what we're doing. This is why we're doing it. I have staff and public and private donors who are contributing funds to this here, but we're doing this for you. Making it clear to people, this is not about us. We're not putting this here together because we're trying to figure out how to benefit from you. We're laying this out because we want y'all to benefit from us. We're making sacrifices and we're doing these things. What is it that you need? All we're asking out of you is to be on board with what you're saying you want to do within this coalition. The administrator wanted to control that. They want that information to get out to the rest of the audience. What goes on in a person's mind that would cause them not to want to see an organization help its own people? Yes?
Because they may perceive that you're going to outshine them.
Hit the nail right on the head. And that's what y'all was showing me. And so I started looking at all of these posts of what people were doing, and everybody was advertising themselves.
Go ahead. They also don't want to lose control whether or not they have the ability to do it or not. They don't want to honestly judge that part. I just don't want to lose the control and the power that I have in this position.
Exactly. The first one I deleted was the black-owned restaurants. And the reason why I deleted them is because I inboxed one of the administrators, and I was like, hey, there are some information, there are some things that we're doing. Do you mind if I share this on the page? And she was like, well, that's not what this here is about. This is about restaurants that already exist. I said, wait a minute. I said, but I read on one of the posts where someone was saying that they had hopes of starting a restaurant. So since they have hopes of starting one, what I want to let them know is we have a campus that can allow that to take place. Wouldn't accept it. Well, that's not what we doing. So this is the mindset of these people. Now the scripture says, and I may go there, I may not. Just depends. The scripture talks about the daughters of Zion, the haughtiness of the daughters of Zion, and so when you see these things being started, they're being started by haughty women, as Mama Coates mentioned, that want to keep control and want to shine. And all I want to do is just be a blessing to somebody. Someone had asked I think it's Black Coalition, someone had asked, okay, y'all, how do you start an LLC? I'll go on there and put all the information on the page. This is how you start it, from start to finish. These are all the things you have to be, accountable for, looking out for, and all these, put it all on the page. Two people liked it. Two. Two. The rest of them were just saying things that had nothing to do with what that person had. And I was like, man, I was like, okay, here you have this crawfish mentality to the point to where people who have information is withholding this information. Here, I'm going to put it right on the page for anybody to see it who want to use this information. This is why we started this, right? Then we started this to be able to benefit and to prosper us as a people. So let me give you what I you asked the question, let me give you all that I understand about it. But it's just a different mindset. And so so y'all told me after 3 days, he waited 3 days, and he said, separate yourself from all the groups. And he also told me, he said, I'll tell you when the post again on Facebook, other than that you don't post. Yes.
Something that speaks to all the things you're talking about that they don't allow you to put on there that you can share on your own web page?
That will be something that we'll be doing. That's why he had me to look at those things to get an understanding of the mentality of us as a people, and then to create a environment where people could get access to that information. That's one of the main purposes of our building is to give information. Uh-huh.
That's one thing that makes it so hard for us as a people is because we don't have mentors. We don't have people to explain things to us, and everybody's got to reinvent the wheel. Because if I tell you everything I know, this is some people's mentality, mm-hmm. then you'll know as much as I know, and they don't want that to happen. Therefore, they withhold things.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody can ever know as much as you know, because you can't even impart that to them. And some things you don't know until they come back to right. your mind. But the whole notion of reinventing the wheel, it just makes it hard on us as a people, because we don't have nobody to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had that kind of venue where we could bless people and answer all those questions and a lot of people have a lot of good and a lot of ideas, but they don't know how to get started. Mm-hmm. And that would be a great blessing.
We got to do it. Go ahead.
I feel like the other side of that coin is we don't listen either. So I mean, if you got mentors and even if you got people trying to point you in the right direction, we think we know it all.
Right.
And we don't listen and we don't, you don't know what you're talking about, all that kind of stuff. So you're dealing with both sides of that coin.
Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, I was that message is exactly what I was going to say from the perspective of Yah telling me not to post anymore, you know, the scriptures and different things anymore, because it's like you lay information out to these people, and the information is clear, and it's precept upon precept, line upon line, and they'll come right back a few days and still talking about. I've been seeing a post, and so it looked like it's a. I don't even know what to call it. You know, like a post that people just start sharing and people see it and everybody just start kind of sharing it a different time frame, not knowing that that somebody else shared the exact same information. Well, there's one post where I've been seeing quite a bit where people are saying that I know the Antichrist comes before the rapture, and then they go on talking about them being raptured, basically. And I've been seeing that same post pop up on a lot of people's page. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, y'all, these are the same people that will check lack when I talk about there's no such thing as a rapture as the way that they understand it, and then show all the evidence, and then they'll turn right back around, as you said, I know what I'm talking about. I've been hearing about the rapture since I was a little kid, and ain't nobody gonna come. They started looking at me as the false prophet now. And so y'all was like, quit casting pearls before these swine. I'm not gonna let you post, you know, until I give you the word to do so. And so me not doing that has become a very dangerous thing to that audience, to those audience of all those groups. One of the biggest warnings that I got from Yah is when he told me to leave those groups. Warning come before destruction. There are some things that's getting ready to start happening to all those who are involved in not wanting to submit to what Yah is doing. You got some good people that's on there, but the majority of folks, they don't want nothing. I see why 2/3 of Israel is gonna get cut out. There's no, like as Mama Cole mentioned, there's no mentoring, true mentoring. Then when it is, they don't want to hear what you gotta say. And then the mindset, as Ella mentioned, they think they know it all. I mean, you just see it throughout, and I'm amazed at the mindset. And y'all was like, when he told me to get off of all those pages, I got scared for those people, cause I know y'all finna do something. Judgment begins in the household of Yah. Yah's finna start to the highest degree rebuking us as a people. He's going to drive Israel to him, or he's going to destroy. Only the remnant going to make it through this year. And from the things that I've seen, oh man, you know, I can't say it enough, catfish. And when you tell them, okay, you can take them to Leviticus 11, show them verse 10, it means absolutely nothing. And so my mindset is, okay, if Deanna can take a fish and you won't tell the difference between catfish and a tilapia, what is in your mind that make you say, well, no, I got to have catfish? I used to be a catfish eater. When she fixed it, I can't tell the difference. And so I'm saying that from a perspective, I can't tell the difference because it's just a lot cleaner fish. You can taste the cleanness of it over the catfish. You know, catfish got a lot of things going on with it where I don't, It's certain textures and colors in that meat that let me know that something ain't right about it. You know, so, we living in some serious times now.
I got a question, I guess.
Go ahead.
Do you think that's why Yah has been strict on your diet up until this point?
Yeah.
In preparation for what's coming?
Yeah. That's what's been going on. And so it's like there's a discipline that he's establishing, and it has to be followed. There's no compromise with it. And through the things that I'm even going through as far as my physical body is concerned, it is best way to explain it, it's like before the calm, there's a storm, so to speak, and so when you look at the things that although I haven't eaten, bad stuff on a regular basis for years, the body has. I admit that I have spent a lot of years eating some bad things, and the body is not recovering from those bad things overnight. And as a matter of fact, I was in here and I walked on the treadmill today, and did a few other little things, because I didn't work out. I hadn't felt like working out this week, and just did some other things. And I was just sitting there, and I was like, I gotta go through these tough times to get my physical body where you want it. And it ain't easy, and because of me doing things to straighten out my physical body, it's causing chain reactions in areas. I'm having swellings in areas, because as I'm now, I've now pretty much got my gastrointestine kind of a little bit under control. But whatever has had it off track is running in other parts of my body, because it's good stuff going in my gut area now. And so since all these good things going on in my gut area, those bacteria or whatever, is like, we got to find another place to live. And so they trying to run around in the body to get away from all that good stuff. And, the sea moss and all that is just chasing that stuff down, getting it out. But it's just a process. It's not easy. It's just rough. It takes energy and all these different things. But it's just something you got to go through. Then I guarantee you, if we all started doing it, y'all be feeling just like I am right now. Guaranteed. Because my body was used to candy cookies and donuts for a long time. My-in-law was laughing at me, because we went to this restaurant and I bought two pies. And gave half of both of them away and took a little piece out of the other two, took a little piece out of each one and the rest of it ruined. I ate a pickle today, and I finally taste what it tastes like for the first time. It blew my mind, because I hadn't been eating it in a while. I hadn't been eating pickles and stuff like that. I love pickles with sandwiches and stuff like that, man. Man, I bit in that pickle. I thought I was biting in a box of salt. Blew my mind. I was like, oh, my God. I didn't know this was this much salt in this half a pickle, and it actually tastes this bad. But all those years, my taste bud was numb to that fact. And y'all say, okay, I'm gonna hear you. When I hear you, I'm gonna hear your taste buds, and you're gonna be able to see really what you've been eating. Blew my mind. I took two bites out of that thing. I threw it in the trash. I can't duck. I can't believe I used to eat these. I used to love these pickles. And it's like that, you know, so it's like that across the board, even when it comes down to these groups and things like that. It's just that people have become so accustomed to things that that y'all's gonna have no choice but to cut them off. Because they're gonna refuse to go through this here. You know, and that's one of the things, from him testing me in these areas that I see is gonna be difficult for people to do. It's gonna be difficult for people to eat right. People gonna take the mark just to keep from eating right. Oh no, man, I gotta have my catfish, man. Give me the mark, man. I gotta have my catfish. If you don't think it's that serious, the scripture calls it idolatry. Filth. And just like people love the catfish, I love the pickles the same way. Until I was enlightened by Yah and healed in that area. I can't eat pickles now. They are some of the most saltiest things I've eaten. And then there's something else in the ingredient that's toxic. I can taste it when I eat the pickle. It don't even taste the same. But all those years I was numb to it. They were actually good. I bet pork chops taste the same way to me. That catfish tastes the same way to me. I mean, all these different things that y'all said not to eat taste the same to me as far as filth is concerned, because y'all is taking the body and lining up the way he wants it. And so that's what I'm realizing. I've been sleeping good now. You know, I had a difficult time staying in the bed here lately. But I've been sleeping good. Body's healing. I will lay down and be right back up. Then at the same time, because the body is healed, it's healing, I don't have to sleep as long in order to be refreshed. I used to have to sleep 8-10 hours to be refreshed. I can take a cat nap and feel like I slept all day. So all these different things is just stuff that we're gonna have to take into consideration, and we in a serious state as a people, and things are finna get a whole lot worse for us. It don't matter who win the election. Now that's not, you know, me saying, you know, don't vote. It don't matter who we vote for. It's not going to change our circumstances, because the scripture has to be fulfilled in reference to us as a people. When y'all said it, it trumps anything that anybody else is saying that's going to be opposite. So you got people think that things going to get better if Biden and whatever her name is win. It's not. Weren't we getting killed with Obama's president? I thought so. Matter of fact, that was a fruit thing got worse when he was president. So it ain't gonna change. You know, so I just wanted to share that bit of information with you, and just remember, you know, as you're being dealt with, because you're gonna be approached to do a whole lot of things. But y'all is stricting my participation down real narrow. He's like, I don't want you in that. I don't want you part of no black coalition. They're going to pull you into something that I don't want you part of. Enemy slick. He'll have us thinking that we're doing something to help our people, and all the time we're being set up. So y'all just say, okay, just pull back. You know the vision that I've given as a ministry, operate within the boundaries of that. And as Mama Coke mentioned, make this information available to those who truly need it. Rest unplanned, leave them out there. And this one guy inboxed me and was ATM machines in the building. Like, man, we can put ATMs in the building too. What we need you for? Yeah, let me know. I can do it. Man, I ain't gotta let you know nothing. If we want to put ATM in the building, we can do that ourselves. You just a middleman. In other words, you coming trying to see what you can get, and you're not looking to try to benefit the group as a whole. You're looking to take something from the group. What do you have to offer the group? You know, so that's the reason why most of these groups are started. They're started by groups of people who are looking to, as Mama Coach mentioned, build themselves up, make them great, and things like that. They're using that as a platform to exalt them in anything that comes across as some form of competition to them. They're not going to release that information. It's the last thing we need to be a part of. Yes.
When I was in Tyler, I was very active in the community. High profile things, you know. And it was at that point in time, as I'm going down that path, that you started to teach us who we are. And you talked about, you know, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and all of those that had civil interests, you know, to try to do what's best for our people, and I'm trying to do what's best for our people. And you said, but look what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful that I was a part of this church, because it helped me to get off that track, the same thing you're talking about right here, where people have good hearts and they want to do what's good and what's right for the betterment of our people. But if they're misguided, then they could end up losing in that instance. And you know, because weird things that start to happen. Somebody egged my house, and I don't, you know, I'm thinking, why somebody do that? I don't know. But I was on a path that God took me off of,
mm-hmm.
for that very reason. And there's other things that happen that, you know, you pass them off with, well, that's weird, because I'm still not putting two and two together. My mailbox was tagged, you know, where they put graffiti on certain things to tag it. And it was just those kind of things happening. But, you know, y'all had me out in the stratosphere where I wasn't afraid or even wise enough to know what was happening. And the weirdest thing happened, I was at Walmart and these two guys were standing. You know how CIA guys stand with their feet apart and they had on dark glass and they were standing behind this vehicle. And I thought, that's weird. And as soon as I came out of Walmart and got in my car, they both standing at attention behind their car. They jumped and got in the car,
mm.
as soon as I was getting in my car. And I'm thinking, That's weird. And then they pulled out, but they were driving slow as if to see. And this is this could not be, but this is just my perception of it. To see where I was gonna go, and I don't know, to follow me to what end. So I didn't go home. I went a roundabout way, and I never saw him again. I'm thinking, that's weird. But it was a lot of weird things that were starting to happen. But when I got off of that, and then I'm starting to see people, us, in this same area of, you know, standing up for what's right for us. But then I start to look at them, it's like something don't seem right, because you start to see people in a different light. They portray mm-hmm. to be right, mm-hmm. but they not on the side of right. They like pay mm-hmm. by mm-hmm. the opposition to do some things. And I'm just glad that God took me out of that mm-hmm. place. And he put me in a place where I can do all the good that I can with all the gifts that I have, to his glory and for his purpose and according to his plan.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, so you know, so all of you take that to heart. You know, be careful. You know, just be careful of the times we're living in. And just make sure that you're being led in all the decision making. I mean, it can be anything. Sometimes I'll challenge my family. I'll be like, okay, who told you to go out to Rock Wall and grocery shop? Is it your idea? Or is that what y'all led you to do? You know, I just ask questions like that because I try to always encourage them to give him an opportunity. Not saying that he doesn't, but I always encourage them to give y'all an opportunity to slide in on their mind. And so, I'll challenge them with different things like that sometime. And we just all need to be aware and understand that, and make sure that we're not getting involved in anything that's not what we're supposed to be doing. Okay? Alrighty. Any questions, comment? If not, I'm done. Okay? Father, yeah, we bless you for just giving us the wisdom to know what to be a part of and what not to be a part of. We just ask you to always lead and guide us in truth. And we appreciate you loving us enough to protect us and to reveal to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. And we just thank you in the name of your dear son, we do pray. Amen.